Going to talk about this evening is for all of us. You know, we're living in times where it's just really been impressed upon me that if we are going to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to need to have great courage. We're going to need boldness. And graduates, that is certainly true for each one of you, because in your generation, it's going to be even more difficult to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and to serve Christ. And so tonight I want to encourage you and challenge you from God's Word about the issue of boldness. I want to speak to you tonight about being bold for Christ. And I'd like to start by reading a verse from Proverbs 28 in verse number 1. It says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold." Some of you know the verse. They are bold as a what? Well, a few of you knew the verse. The righteous are as bold as a lion. All right, so this is going to be last time to quiz the seniors, all right? So I'm going to put them on the spot here. So somebody please tell me, why is a lion bold? Common sense here, okay? Don't overthink it, you know? Why is a lion bold? I remember going to the Memphis Zoo. We lived in Memphis, and it was kind of a small zoo. But wherever you were in that zoo, whenever the lion roared, you could hear the lion, okay? I mean, when the lion roars, I mean, he's bold. Why is a lion bold? Okay, go ahead. Somebody tell me. Interact here. Interactive. Yes, sir. Bigger than all the other animals. Okay, yeah, that's basically what I'm looking for. A lion is bold because he knows something. He knows that he's at the top of the food chain. Now, he may not have thought through it like that. But I mean, a lion is bold because he knows he has nothing to fear from the other animals in the jungle or the prairie or the whatever they call that in Africa. Savannah, there you go, the savannah, okay? He has nothing to fear. Now, there are other creatures that are not bold, right? Like around my house, we have mice and we have rats and we have rabbits. We have lots of rabbits. If you want a rabbit, you can come to my house and get a rabbit. All right, so those creatures are not bold, right? You know, I mean, I go out to my wood pile and I get a couple pieces of wood off the wood pile. And lo and behold, there's a mouse or a rat built a little nest in there, you know. And if they happen to be there, you know, and I take the wood away, then what are they going to do? Scurry off, because they also know something. You know, they understand in their little mousy way that they're at the bottom of the food chain. And so that they have something to fear. So my point is this. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. Maybe tonight as a Christian you don't feel bold as a lion. And so I want to encourage you to have lion-like boldness for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seniors, I want to encourage you as you walk out of here into the rest of your life, whatever God has for you, wherever He calls you, wherever He sends you, I want to encourage you tonight to be bold for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you're going to be bold, you're going to have to know some things. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first of all, let me just explain, what does it mean to be bold after all? I mean, what does it mean to have courage? I'm using boldness, courage, kind of as synonyms tonight. So what does it mean to be bold or to have courage? Does it mean that you are not afraid? I don't think so. I think that people that are bold, people that are courageous, they know what it is to feel fear, and yet they do what is right in spite of their fears. So being bold doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It means that you speak out. It means that you stand up. It means that you step forward and you do the thing that the Lord Jesus Christ would be pleased with, the thing that He would want you to do, despite your fear. But let's talk about tonight some reasons why you can be bold. Because if you're going to be bold, you've got to have a reason. And I want to show you four reasons from God's Word here tonight, from the life and the story of Joshua in Joshua chapter number 1. And I want to share with you tonight from this passage here four reasons why you have every right as a Christian to be bold for Jesus Christ, why you have every right as a Christian and every reason to be strong, as God said to Joshua, and to be of good courage. All right, I have 2 points tonight. And the first one, why you can be bold if you are a Christian. And the first reason is because you have been called. because you have been called. Let's read the first three verses of Joshua 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So understand that Joshua and the nation of Israel were at a critical juncture, because Moses was now dead. Moses was the servant of the Lord. Everybody knew that Moses worked together with God. And for 40 years in the wilderness, Moses had provided leadership to the children of Israel. But now Moses was dead. Joshua had been groomed from a young man to be Moses' replacement. In fact, not long before Moses died, publicly, before all of Israel, he installed Joshua to be his successor. Everybody knew that Joshua was the next leader that they were to follow after Moses. And now it was time for Joshua to step forward and to lead for God. And Joshua had some reasons to be afraid, humanly speaking, because you remember, he had been into the promised land before. With those 12 spies, he was one of the 12 spies. He knew what was in the promised land. He knew that there were giants in the promised land. He knew that there were tall walled cities in the promised land. He knew that there were armies in the promised land that vastly outnumbered the army of Israel. And not only that, but he knew they had technology like chariots and horses and things that the Israelites did not have. He knew that, humanly speaking, they didn't stand a chance. And so he had every reason to be afraid, and that's why God came to Joshua at this critical time in his life when he was taking a step forward in the will of God, and he encouraged him to have courage. And the first reason was because God had called Joshua to the job that God had given him to do. Joshua hadn't picked himself, okay? God was the one who gave Joshua this responsibility, and the fact that God had chosen him and had called him to this work was a reason for Joshua to be bold. In the same way, if you are a believer, you have been called by God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, you know the verse probably, many of you, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Who's that talking about? It's talking about every born-again Christian. If you are saved, you have been called to an eternal calling. You have an eternal calling upon your life to a glorious future with the Lord Jesus Christ, to be conformed to the image of God's Son. And therefore, you should do what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. He said, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. So what did Paul mean when he said to Timothy, lay hold on eternal life? Did he mean that Timothy needed to get saved? No, Timothy was already saved. Timothy was a young preacher, so when Paul said, lay hold on eternal life, he was saying, Timothy, you seize what God has already given you, you seize it, and you make the most of it for the glory of God. And how do you do that? By fighting the good fight of faith. And remember that you've been called. Therefore, you should strive boldly for Christ, because you know where you're going. You know what your future is. You know that God is working all things for good in your life. That's a reason to be bold. Not only that, but God may also have a special calling for you to serve Him in some special way. For some of you, He may have revealed that calling in your life already. For some of you, He may not have revealed it yet. I knew, for example, that I was called to be in full-time Christian service when I was in high school, but it wasn't until after I was married that God definitively called me to preach. So sometimes His call comes at different times in our lives, but maybe God will call some of you into a special kind of service, just like he did for Joshua, just like he did for Isaiah. We heard about that last Sunday night. And he saw God high and lifted up, and God said, "Who will go for me?" And Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me." And if God calls you to serve him, that's another reason to be bold, because wherever God calls, he equips. God isn't going to send you without giving you what you need to get the job done. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm saying that God will empower you to do whatever it is that he has for you to do. And so those are some good reasons to have courage to stand for the Lord Jesus and to do his will with your life, because number one, you've been called. Now, the second reason that Joshua could have courage is because God promised him the victory in the same way he has promised us the victory. Let's look at verse 4, okay? Look at what God said to Joshua here. "From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." All right, so God said to Joshua, "Joshua, I want you to know something. When you cross the Jordan River, when you go into the promised land, nobody over there is going to be able to stand against you in battle. I've already given you all the victories." God himself was going to be the captain of the host of the Lord and march before them into battle. And God had promised to Joshua the victory. You know, that's a reason to be bold. He says, "Joshua, you are guaranteed to win. I've already determined that. You're a winner, Joshua." In the same way, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us as believers victory. What does the Bible say? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us," that is in the present tense, right now, moment by moment, "he giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Why is it that you can abound in God's work? Because you know you are a winner. The Lord Jesus Christ is a winner. He is victorious. He won the victory on the cross of Calvary. He's giving that victory to you every single day. Victory is not something that you get one day when you get to heaven. It's something that you have every single day here on earth. And so you need to understand. You look around at the world in which we live today and you may say, "Man, it seems like the devil's winning all the victories. It seems like I am vastly outnumbered here. It seems like nobody is on my side. It seems like so few people want to stand for the Lord." And it is true that we live in those types of days. But never forget, God always wins. We know the end of the story. Okay, one day the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return and he's going to rule and reign in righteousness. He wins. No one will be able to stand against him. So serve him and live for him with boldness, knowing that you are on the winning side. The third reason that you can be bold for Christ is because you have the truth. Take a look at verse number 7. God said to Joshua, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." All right, so what was Joshua's recipe for success? What was his recipe for victory? What was his recipe for courage? It was to obey the word of God. Now, Joshua only had 5 or 6 books of the Bible at that time. Okay, I guess book number 6, Joshua, was being written by Joshua. You have 66 books. And you need to understand something. Graduate, you need to really know this. You need to understand that you have the truth. And if you realize that you have the truth, that will help you to be bold for Christ in a world that does not know or love the truth. I talk to people all the time who are building their lives upon the silliest ideas. And it is sad. It is sad to hear people describe to me that they are making life decisions on the basis of lies. Because that's a shifting sand. You cannot build to stand the test of time upon a lie. So you need to know that you have the truth. And the truth will make the difference. The truth is a place where you can build. The truth is a place where you can stand. The truth is a place where you can be bold. So don't be deceived. And don't let the world intimidate you with their deceptions. Just trust God's word and be bold. You can be bold because you have the truth. And there's one more reason in this passage I want you to see. You can be bold for Christ because you have the Lord. Because you have the Lord. Would you look at verse number 9? God says to Joshua, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why not? For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Was that a promise that applied only to Joshua when he was going into the promised land? No, because God has promised that he is with us as well. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he," that is God, "hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Oh, man may try to do all kinds of things to you. But you need to understand that wherever you are, whatever situation you are in, that the Lord is with you. He will never forsake you. And that's a reason for you to be bold, because you do not stand alone. He's with you. Now, you need to know these things. And if you know these things and you are convinced of them in your heart, these truths will help you to be bold for Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to strengthen your faith and your boldness and your courage by believing God's promises. Not just made to Joshua, but His promises that He has made to you. But you know what? Even though you know these things and you believe these truths, there may still be some times where you don't feel very bold. Okay, do you ever have some times where you are aware of the fact that you just don't have the boldness that you would like to have for Christ? Or am I the only one in that group? Would you please turn to Acts chapter 4 in your Bible? Because real quick, I want to share another point with you, just a very practical point that I think will help you as we consider this issue tonight of being bold for Christ. If you're going to be bold as a lion, you got to know what a lion knows. You got to understand you're a winner, okay? You got to understand that you are strong because God is with you, and He is your victory, and He will never forsake you. And because you have the truth, you have a strong place to stand. You got to know those things, but still there's going to be times where you need more boldness. You know, even the apostles like Peter and Paul were aware of the fact that they needed more boldness. So if you feel like, man, I just need more boldness. I mean, I just don't have the boldness for Christ that I need to have. Then guess what? You're in good company. So let's just talk tonight for a few minutes, very practically, about how you can increase your boldness. Point number two, how you can increase your boldness. Why you can be bold. We've talked about the reasons. How to increase your boldness. Okay, every day, I take a few vitamins. You know, I take a vitamin C, take a vitamin D. Why do I take these vitamins? Well, because supposedly, at least, they boost your immune system, right? I mean, they're good for you. They boost you and healthy. And so I want to share with you from the Bible 6 vitamin boosters for boldness in the life of a believer. Number 1, Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, spend much time with Jesus. Would you look at verse number 13? Now, Peter and John were on trial for their faith. They're standing before the Jewish Sanhedrin, the same group that had delivered Jesus to be crucified over to the Romans to be crucified. And they're testifying of Jesus Christ. In fact, in verse 12, they've just informed the Sanhedrin that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Okay, when they stood before the Sanhedrin, they didn't kind of say, well, I guess you could say I'm a Christian. No, they said, let me make it clear. There is nobody else who can save your soul other than Jesus Christ. They proclaim the truth. Now look at verse number 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And the time they spent with Jesus had transformed these fishermen into bold preachers of the gospel. So if you want to be more bold, if I could just make it very practical for you, spend much time with Jesus. Every single day, spend time with Him in His Word. And let Him put His boldness in your soul. Number two, pray for boldness. Would you drop down to verse number 29 of Acts chapter number 4? Now, they went back to the disciples and they told them that they had been banned from preaching. Of course, they were going to preach anyway. They were going to do the right thing anyway. But now look at verse number 29. This is what the church did. They prayed. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. All right, so what did they do? They prayed. Look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. So they already had boldness, but they were aware of the fact, hey, we need more boldness because we've just been banned from preaching. I mean, we're going to get persecuted now. And so, oh God, give us more boldness. You know, if you are aware of the fact that you need more boldness for Christ, pray for boldness. Make it a matter of daily prayer. Lord, help me today to be bold. If you're anticipating an opportunity to witness for Christ, if you're anticipating having to take a stand for Christ, you need to be on your knees. Oh, Lord, fill me with your boldness so that I can testify for you. That's a prayer that God delights to answer. And He will make you bold if you will step forward and stand by faith. Number three, if you want more boldness, seek the fellowship of believers. Seek the fellowship of believers. Acts chapter 28, verse 15 says about the Apostle Paul when he was on his way to Rome to be on trial there in Rome for his faith. And it says, from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. All right, so Paul is on his way to Rome. He is a prisoner for Jesus Christ. He's going to have to stand trial before the Roman emperor. And what was it that brought courage to his soul? It was when he saw the other Christians coming to meet him. He found courage, boldness in the presence of brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, that's one reason why God made the church. He made the church because He knew that believers would need a place where they could encourage one another in boldness, to have courage. God never intended any of us to stand alone. He intended us to stand together. Philippians 1:27, stand in one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. If you want more boldness, seek the fellowship of other believers. They'll help you to be bold. All right, number four, stand with other believers. If you have a hard time being bold, then come alongside some other bold Christian and stand with that person. And let that person's courage rub off on you. Listen to what the Bible says when Paul got to Rome and he began to testify of Christ in Rome. Philippians 1 and verse 14 says, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So how did they find boldness? Well, they looked at Paul. They said, hey, if Paul can preach the gospel here, if Paul can stand for Christ here, if Paul can be a prisoner for Jesus Christ, then so can I by the grace of God. And they stood with him. So if you want more boldness, stand with other believers. Number five, take the opportunities to serve that God gives you. This is very important. Take the opportunities to serve that God gives you. Now listen to this about deacons in 1 Timothy 3:13. It says, for they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. All right, so Paul says, if a man will accept the office of deacon and he will use the office well, in other words, if he will deacon well, if he'll put his all into the job, into the task, he will find great boldness in the faith. Let me explain to you how that works, okay? When we step forward by faith to serve the Lord, we find greater grace and greater boldness. Let me give you an example. When I was a senior in high school, I was not a bold person by any stretch of the imagination. I was very introverted. My dad had been trying to get me to sing in the Michigan State Christian School competition like Max that we do here. He'd been trying to get me to sing a solo, and I kept telling him no every year. Well, finally my senior year, he said, you're doing it, okay? And so I did. And guess what? I won. Didn't expect that. And then I was informed that I was going to have to sing in the awards ceremony that night in front of about 1,000 people. I had never sung in front of 1,000 people before in my life. I was scared to death. Even worse, they put me at the end of the program. And even worse, I was on crutches because I had rolled my ankle in basketball, and so they called my name, and everybody, all 2,000 eyes, watched as I crutched my way across that gymnasium. And it seemed like they had a really high platform, and all the way up the platform. But you know what? I managed to do it. I sang. And then I got to college. When I got to college, my freshman year, I was asked to sing a solo in the campus church. More than 1,000 people. Now, I could have said to the song director who asked me to sing, I could have said to him, oh, no, I could never do that. I could never do that. And I could have gone over into my little corner and felt real safe and comfy by not singing. But I trusted God to help me to do it. And I found that when I stood up there to sing, God was able to give me the boldness to do it. You know, I probably wouldn't be a pastor. I probably wouldn't be preaching to you tonight if I hadn't taken the opportunities to serve that God had given me. So you don't want to cut that process off, okay? What happens if you say, oh, no, not me. I could never do that. I'm just going to go over here to my corner and be comfy, not doing anything. Are you going to be more bold? No. That's a way to increase your fear. But if you'll step forward by faith and say, hey, God can help me to do this, and it seems like God is opening a door for me to serve, and so I'm going to go through that door by faith, and I'm going to trust Him that He will help me to do it, guess what? You will find great boldness in the faith. Now, if you want to talk about deacons, think about Stephen. Stephen was one of the first deacons. So he's elected deacon, and then what do we read about him? Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. So he's been made deacon, and the next minute he's boldly preaching Jesus Christ. He found great boldness in the faith by stepping forward to serve. Now there's one more thing that you're going to need, and you can increase your boldness with this last one, and that is be filled with the Spirit. Because that's what Stephen was. He was filled with the Spirit. When it says he was filled with faith and power, okay, the power is talking about the power, the grace of God that comes to us through the filling of the Holy Spirit, and it's accessed by faith. I mean, we talked about that this morning. All of God's grace is accessed by faith, right? you're not going to be full of God's power. You're not going to be full of boldness unless you're full of faith. But if you will, like Stephen, commit yourself fully to the Lord Jesus Christ and by faith obey God's word and let His Spirit have full control in your life, then He will make you bold because the Spirit of God is bold. He is the Spirit of boldness. And graduate, He lives in you. Believer, He lives in you. And He wants to make you bold. And so let Him have full sway, full control in your life. And when you're willing to let Him lead you and help you and prompt you to do whatever it is that He wants you to do, you will find boldness to do things that you never thought possible. So, graduate, now you know the why and the how of boldness. So really, the only remaining question is, will you be bold? Will you be bold? That's the burden of my heart for you, that you will be bold for Christ in your generation. That's my burden for all of us tonight. You know, we really need to meditate on these truths. We're going to need boldness more than ever before. So, Christian, will you believe God's promises? Will you stand boldly on His truth? Will you make the most of the spiritual boldness boosters that God has made available to you, these six vitamin boosters of boldness for every believer? 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13, I want to close with this verse, says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." Now, when it says, quit you like men, I realize that not all of you are men, okay? It doesn't mean you have to be a man, all right? But it means basically, behave courageously like a full-grown Christian and not like a baby in Christ, okay? Acquit yourself, conduct yourself like a full-grown believer. Stand fast in faith, on the faith of God's Word, the truth. Just like Joshua did, and succeed in this world and in your generation for Christ. God will be with you. Would you bow your heads with me, please? In just a moment, we're going to have the recessional and conclude the service. As our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I just want to take a few quiet moments here for you as an individual to respond personally in prayer right there in your seat to what you've heard tonight from God's Word. Folks, whenever we look at the Scripture, whenever we hear from the Scripture, we always need to let the Spirit of God apply it to our lives. Okay, it's not just an intellectual study. How does God want to change your life based on what you heard tonight? Would you have a conversation with the Lord right now, just quietly there in your seat, a heart-to-heart with the Lord? And I don't know about you, but I know for myself, I need more boldness. And so make that a matter of prayer this evening. Would you ask God to fill you with boldness to stand for Him?